it's it's very exciting. You know, we did it. So hey, onwards and upwards.
You did it, and you've still got some time to go. So it's over 35 now. So there'll be a little bit extra there, won't there?
There will be. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is important that people do give as much as they can, because you know we're pretty much covering standing candidates and printing some T-shirts. So everything beyond that, every dollar helps to get the message out. You know, so. But you know, we've also got more time to fundraise through the site. So, you know, we've got a sort of almost 8-week campaign ahead of us. So, you know, but we're in. I mean, we have a campaign. You know, it might be a shoestring, but it is on. So it's very exciting.
So how are all your candidates feeling about this?
Oh, look, they're all stoked. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the final details of where we stand. I mean, we want to cover all the states, so that's definitely the plan. Do we want 1 million votes? But I think it's a question of whether we have the money and the resources to manage any lower house seats as well as all the upper house ones. So you know, but yeah, they're all going to stand. It's all very exciting.
So if there's anyone listening out there who thinks it sounds terribly exciting, they want to lend a hand with the campaign, do they just go to Arts Party Central?
Yeah, that's the go. Artsparty.org, and then they sign up and off they go.
So what's your next move?
The next move is basically to continue to getting a bunch of endorsements together, we've got to plan, I think, for the next, you know, the final 4 weeks is going to be when we want to make as much noise as possible. It's a very long campaign, this. But, you know, the point is to make sure that as many people know about the Arts Party before they walk in to vote. That's the number one challenge. So, there's a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings to have. And obviously there's a lot of T-shirts to get printed and sent out as well. And, I'd like to see 1,000 Arts Party T-shirts walking around the country in the next couple of weeks, basically.
Oh, well, send me one and I'll wear it proudly.
Thank you very much.
Now, is there any sort of indication at this stage about where you will actually be on the ticket? Because it's very important where you actually fall, isn't it?
It's all done by a lottery. So they draw numbers out of a bowl, basically, after the registrations are finished. So it looks like registrations end on the 9th of June, and basically it'll happen probably a week after that. And it'll happen in each state separately. So, you know, where we list will vary depending on, you know, the different states. But, yeah, I mean, in the end, basically, it's up to the gods, as you know. You know, as they say, you know, you do what you can, and the left is up to luck, basically. Basically, we're going to be on the slip. So that's the most important thing of all.
It is too. Now, have any of the other major parties taken any notice of you at this stage, or they just think that they shouldn't really be, you know, concerning themselves with a minor sort of marginal party?
They have generally ignored us up to this point. I'm certainly hearing word of mouth that they've noticed this morning what we've done. And so, in fact, we've been forewarned that we may well be getting, you know, attacks now from the major parties. I'm being warned particularly for the Greens, which is, you know, it's quite sad, but, you know, I suppose instead of seeing us as a natural ally, they just seem to think, oh, well, all, you know, every vote that's not for Labour or Liberal should be coming to them. But that's not the way the system works. That's how preferencing solves that issue. It's called intelligent voting. But anyway, we're kind of prepared for, you know, having attacks on us. This is how Gandhi said it, you know, that they laugh at you, you know, they ignore you, they laugh at you, and they attack you, and then you win. That's basically, it's all following the steps. So, frankly, you know, the fact that, you know, we may now start to get, you know, trolled is a sign. You know, and the truth is that not a single one of these parties is talking about the arts right now. So if we can make the arts a major issue at this election, then we've won whatever happens. So, you know, let's just see how it goes. But, yeah, essentially, none of them are making calls to us at the moment, but I'm sure they're all talking about us.
Well, unfortunately, I guess they are assuming that there's no votes to be had in appealing to the arts, but that's where the arts party's got to prove them wrong, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. 1 million votes for the arts, that's the mission. 1 million votes, and they can't ignore that. They'll have to really swallow that hard, because, you know, they all love votes.
Well, if you're listening out there in Arts Canvas listenership, You'll see that come up on the ticket in about 8 weeks' time. Remember, we need 1 million votes to get anyone to take any notice of us whatsoever. So it must be possible to do this. You've got this far with the Possible campaign, which is fantastic. And I think now that you're actually legitimately in the race, it's going to attract a lot more attention, a lot more energy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're fighting the good fight. We are absolutely representing something that desperately needs representation and needs to be reprioritized and supported properly in this country, which is arts and culture and our creative lives. It is. I really feel that we're doing good work by doing the Arts Party, and I think we can make a better future by making a stand at this election for us all.
Well, we're going to be waiting breathlessly over the next 8 weeks to see how the fortunes rise of Australia's newest political party. So thanks for talking to us today, PJ, and we'll catch up sometime soon.
Fantastic. Thanks, Karina.